We're back. Second hour at Incendiary Radio, republicbroadcasting.org. Remember, if you can, support the network. I know times are tight for a lot of people. A lot of people out of work, so forth and so on. But I know there's a glut in certain elements of talk radio. But tell you what, man, I listen to a lot. I try to monitor a lot. And a lot of it just gets on my nerves. And so there's only a few good places to find people that are like real and not caught up into goofy stuff. So Mike Pompeo, the Reuters, you know, he's been really ratcheting up the rhetoric with the Chinese, and the Chinese counterparts are really saying that he's a psycho and all kinds of interesting things. But there's so much here with Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. There's a lot of people that are really ratcheting up the rhetoric with the Chinese. And look, I know that these are some sick people. I mean, there's a lot of them, so you can't say, oh, all Chinese people are sick, blah blah blah. I'm just talking about the ones that do the mobile execution vans, organ harvesting, the ones that do the little dog festival where they barbecue and torture these dogs alive, and the wet market types. You know, I've already spoken on this quite a bit. You know, that's the kind of stuff that really, really gets to, you know, those of us that have a conscience and, you know, love in our hearts for God's creation. When you see the way they treat the canine and the feline and other animals, it really puts you in a dark place. And it, you know, puts you in that place where you don't want to be. But at the same time, when you have empathy and compassion towards the creature kingdom, you know, I'll tell you what, all bets are off. Let's talk about this, you know, and I mentioned this with Dr. Fetzer, but I'm seeing this in a lot of places, folks. The people where the political people in charge of a certain states and so forth, they're really going after the people that want to resume life, to try to resurrect their economies and so forth and so on. So we have to watch for these punishment operations, okay, against states and counties and so forth. You know, they're talking about Northern California, big breakouts in Northern California. Well, guess what? That's where the big resistance to Gavin Newsom is. Now, Newport and Huntington and in Orange County, there's a lot of hardcores in that area. They're fed up. You know, they don't like these people. And I got to get into this Mayor Garcetti. I started to dig into him, and oh boy, he's a real interesting one. And I'll hopefully I can get to him. Michael Moore's documentary, Planet of the Humans. Okay, the timing. Okay, so it's Michael Moore and his little buddy, they put out this movie. They're putting it out to basically make us look like the ugly human that's wrecking everything and so forth and so on. And look, there's a small percentage of people that are doing this on purpose. Okay, when remember that stuff with Deborah Tavares, a lot of the research she was doing, where basically the people in charge are purposefully sabotaging the environment unnecessarily to make it look like human activity is malevolent. Okay, so what they're doing is they're purposefully sabotaging the environment, even though they don't have to. We have systems in place to where we could live, and we wouldn't be that bad of an impact on our environment, but the evil ones in power, they're purposefully putting systems in place where they're causing the pollution. Okay, they're causing the accidents, so-called accidents. They're running places out of water, even though there's water supplies, you know, deep down in the earth and so forth and so on. They're purposely poisoning everything So to therefore make all of us think that our activity is basically no good and we have to, you know, take down the Earth's population. Okay. And so remember the Deagle.com stuff and read the stuff about where how they crunch the numbers over at Deagle. Very, very interesting. And if I get time, I'll maybe get to some of that. Death statistics from the COVID hysteria. And I was thinking about the climate gate from way back in 2009. Okay, 11 years ago. Remember all those emails, the whole Copenhagen climate conference, all the emails that were basically, they were skewing the numbers on purpose to make it look way, way worse than it is. I see parallels here with COVID and Copenhagen and all the climate gate, the leaked emails. Remember Lord Monckton and Mark Moreno from Climate Hustle and all that stuff. So I'm seeing parallels here with the COVID thing, okay? Same thing. Skew the statistics. Screw them all up to make it look like we got something on our hand that we might not, okay? India's lower numbers, okay? So I'm reading all this stuff on India, and it's like an anomaly. Well, why is India, why are their numbers lower? Well, number one, they're all into the chloroquine stuff, but they're also into quinine. A lot of this top-of-the-line tonic water with high levels of quinine comes from India, okay? Fever Tree. Look up the Fever Tree brand of tonic water, and it has the naturally occurring quinine, which hydroxychloroquine is a pharmaceutical basically parallel to quinine. So remember, everybody, you know, if you feel the need, grab yourself some tonic water with the quinine in it. I've been listening to Hawk Radio over there on Global Star, and I really, that guy's a classic, just to the way he talks, and he's all like, the Lord Jesus, you know, and he talks about, he's a real hardcore Christian, but then he's like, And then he goes, bullshit, Fauci, bullshit. I mean, the guy is just, he's a classic, Hawk over at Global Star. But he was basically talking about the Chinese talking over shortwave here in the United States. So there's operations, Chinese operations going on, and they're using shortwaves. And he's saying they're even playing like 60s music in the background. Very interesting. But Hawk also said the other day on one of his programs that kind of like for the I told you so angle I talked about earlier with possibly releasing something even more deadly coming to crush the skeptics and the protesters and people that want to open their society back up. He said they're going to be in June. He was talking about a Hanta virus being released coming in June. So we'll see if that happens. Just remember that, you know, that was thrown out here on the broadcast in early May, that there might be a Hanta virus coming in June. Now, lockdowns. Okay, so I was thinking about this. This is a catalyst for famine. So you do these lockdowns, which attacks your restaurant industry. Okay, so the grocery stores and everybody that sells groceries cannot absorb into their numbers, into their stock, all of the animals and the vegetables and everything that gets produced for the restaurant industry. So therefore, you have a glut in the market of beef and pork and everything else. And then you're seeing these clusters at the Smithfield facilities, which is owned by Communist China. And so, there's nothing to say that there couldn't be some sort of a method to do some sort of a spreading, targeted spreading, let's call it, in these places that are owned by the Chinese. Or could it be a war, kind of, you know, war behind the scenes with us doing some of this in order to break free of the Chinese hold on Smithfield? I don't know. I don't know enough, but it's weird that you see in Smithfield and pork and the China being the big owner, and then all these clusters around these places, these plants, okay? But you sabotage the food supply by enforcing these lockdowns on the small restaurants and the restaurant chains, the Applebee's and all the rest of them. And so therefore, all this food that was going to be going to the restaurants has to go somewhere, and it gets destroyed. Now, there you got elements in the deep state, the USDA and so forth, telling farmers. We see the farmer whistleblowers, the ranchers, with government people telling them to cull their herds and all the rest of this strange stuff. It reminded me of what they were doing with the Bundys, killing their cattle and all that stuff. And this is the worst part of the alphabets in from the Leviathan sector up there in D.C. by basically being at war with the American farmer, telling them what to do. You kill your herd, we'll give you some money. Knowing that that herd could stay alive and you know, be out there at pasture eating grass, and when the time comes, you could, take that animal or whatever. But this is some very nefarious stuff going on. I saw this last week, and this was an interesting psyop. So the Patriots, New England Patriots, they drafted a kicker with a tattoo of far-right paramilitary group, which is the 3%. I've got a T-shirt with 3%. I got 3% crap. It's something I always liked it. So basically, kicker ended up being the most polarizing pick of the 2020 draft. 159th overall pick, the Patriots selected Justin Rohrwasser from Marshall University. Normally, no one would give a damn about a kicker being selected near the end of the draft, but photos of Rohrwasser and his tattoos made the rounds on social media. One of the tattoos on his left arm was the logo of the 3%ers, which is closely aligned with the Oath Keepers, so forth and so on. A right-wing militia group that claims to be focused on protecting gun rights in the United States. At least one member of the 3%ers provided protection to white supremacists during the Unite the Right protests in Charlottesville. Yeah, the good old Charlottesville psyop, okay? So Justin Rohrwasser had the 3%ers tattoo as early as 2015, which was still 7 years after the 3%ers formation. The symbol just didn't change in recent years, okay? And so now they're basically they're programming, especially people like Jemele Hill and all the ESPN crowd, that it's a white supremacist tattoo, okay? So now all of a sudden, the 3%ers, which is just a basically gun rights, we're not giving up our guns for any reason type room. Now it's been morphed in the sports world, which we know a lot of black people and a lot of basically asleep white guys. Now they're all going to see the 3% symbol, and it's all going to be white supremacy. Okay. And so this was a massive racial psyop. Okay. And I meant to cover it last week. I just couldn't get to it, but this is psychological operations, folks. Okay. Can get clip four ready. This is Robert David Steele, and he's talking about one of the Q drops. Now, there's been a Q overload in the last number of days. I mean, Q drop after Q drop after Q drop. I mean, it's almost like sometimes there's so many drops that there's enough to keep people it's enough to keep all the people like to do the YouTube videos and all the rest of it. I mean, today there's a ton of drops. Let's see. Just today there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 Q drops today. Okay. But there was some the other day, and then we're going to let Robert David Steele talk about it. But there's a lot of interesting stuff about back channel comms, communications going on with the kind of the pedo evil ones using video game kind of chat logs and so forth. So there's a lot of back channel Podesta level, let's just say, talk back and forth going on through now your Xbox type thing and all your Microsoft Xbox and then your PlayStation 23 or whatever they're up to now. And so let's listen to clip 4.
One of the interesting things about Q is it talks about how, and it implies, it doesn't actually say this, but I think it's clear because I've said NSA has it all. The deep state and its shadow government elements, the Democratic and Republican traitors, people like George Soros, Bill Gates, Fauci, others, appear to have been using games as a communications channel. There are hidden compartments in there. This is a lot more sophisticated than Petraeus and his girlfriend using Google Drafts, thinking that NSA wouldn't intercept it. That's idiocy. NSA sees every bit on the internet, okay? They have all the emails, and I've been saying this for a long time, and Bill Binney is my colleague. If the president ever really wants to get serious, he needs to put Bill Binney on top of the NSA database, which is 99% unprocessed. We have every email. We have every text. We have every Instagram. We have every Tinder. We have every WhatsApp. We have it all, but we haven't processed it. And I have been continually calling for a counterintelligence task force centered around the military. I would bring Colonel Stu Harrington, our greatest counterintelligence officer ever. I'd promote him to Brigadier General, and I put him in charge of that under General Flynn, who I believe, once he's exonerated, should be Director of National Intelligence, and have Bill Binney as his technical deputy or as his
personal. All right, you can stop it there. Now, it's interesting, Trump, when talking about General Flynn, and there's all this chatter about him being exonerated and Trump saying he'd be possibly open to bringing Flynn back into the administration. A lot of speculation going on there in the kind of the Q world and kind of the Breitbart and, you know, all this. Q drop 4090. Why are Democrat officials releasing criminals and arresting those who defy the lockdown? Okay. Why are the gatekeepers releasing of criminals, jailing of noncompliance, lockdown people, all Democratic? Know your rights. Q 4091. New monitoring technology to issue alerts when people violate social distancing rules. Ready to stand up? Q. Just so much here that I don't want to get caught up in Q4086, regular doctors using hydrochloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc to combat COVID-19. No deaths, quick recovery, logical thinking, Q. So there's just so much 4083, a Hillary Clinton-Barack Obama ticket to replace Joe Biden, okay? Well, it could be easily Michelle Obama. It could be Andrew Cuomo. It could be a lot of people here. So a lot going on. Elon Musk, he's been tweeting and saying a lot of stuff about the fascist lockdowns and so forth and so on. Now, you know, I'm trying to find Deus Ex. So a lot of people are kind of wigging out on Elon Musk. He changes his Twitter avatar, okay, to a character, I guess, out of this Deus Ex video game series, okay? So the series overview, let's see. So Deus Ex is basically a dystopian cyberpunk society. In this setting, several organizations compete for overall control of the world. Several of the societies mentioned or shown are inspired by real world and invented secret societies and conspiracy theories. And it talks about Illuminati, FEMA, Majestic 12, Knights Templar, so forth and so on. So Deus Ex takes place during 2052 while the world is facing a crisis caused by a mysterious nanovirus called the Gray Death. Okay. In the midst of the crisis, J.C. Denton, a nano-augmented rookie agent for the United Nations Anti-Terrorist Coalition, is sent to eliminate terrorist cells, but ends up drawn into the various schemes of rival factions and secret societies who are responsible for the epidemic. Once he arrives in Area 51, Denton has the choice between neutralizing technology and plunging the world into a second dark age, allying with the Illuminati, or merging with an advanced AI so as to impose a benevolent dictatorship. Okay. Well, I just happened to be listening to Leo Zagami the other day, and he talks about JIAC. Okay. Now, the JIAC is basically the Joint Artificial Intelligence Center, transforming the Department of Defense through AI. Okay? Now, welcome to the DOD. Okay. United States Department of Defense established the JIAC in 2018 to seize upon the transformative potential of artificial intelligence technology for the benefit of America's national security. Over the past decade, researchers and practitioners of AI technology have made extraordinary progress. Their success has greatly expanded the performance of AI systems across a diverse set of existing applications and also enabled new, previously impossible applications. In January 19, Lieutenant General Shanahan assumed his role as the first director of the Joint AI Center. In February, the White House released the executive order on maintaining American leadership in artificial intelligence, and the DOD released the unclassified summary of the DOD's AI strategy. The JIAC is the official focal point of the DOD AI strategy. So two national mission initiatives, predictive maintenance and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief. Okay. And you can look at this all. It's AI.mil. AI.mil. You got to love this stuff. And so, you know, Elon Musk and all these guys, or Tesla's probably part of it. You know how this thing works. But, I mean, Ken, get clip 9 ready. Hooley sent me this one. This is David Icke, and he's been banned from Facebook and YouTube and all this. He's been doing some heavy hitting on the 5G and kind of like its ability to exacerbate, or there's a link there with this COVID thing. Very, very interesting. People are burning the COVID antennas in Europe and so forth. But this is about the CIA and a meeting he had with somebody in these patches. Let's go ahead and roll clip 9.
In the late 1990s, I was asked to go and see a CIA scientist in California because he wanted to get out things that were going on, but he couldn't, and why he couldn't became very obvious. So I went to see him at his house. He's in Southern California, and his family's there, and his children are there, and they gave me some food, and we had a long chat. And he wanted to tell me things that were happening because he couldn't. He said he joined the CIA, he was a scientist, because he thought he was serving his country. And he said when he got in, he realized that this conspiracy I've been exposing for 30 years was actually happening. That's why he contacted me. And he said, I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not playing a part in that. And he walked out. He said, next thing he knew, he left home after he walked out. And he said, I got missing time. He said, I don't know what happened after that. The next thing I know after leaving home is I woke up on this medical type bench in this room. He was on his own. And he's lying there and he gets his faculties back and he realizes something's stuck to his chest. So he opens his shirt, and he was opening his shirt and showing me as he was telling me this story. I seriously wasn't expecting it, I can tell you. And what happens, as he opened his shirt, on his chest was like a see-through plastic shampoo sachet. And inside was this orangey liquid, orangey golden type liquid. And he said, because I'd asked him the question before he did this, why do you do what you do? I knew what the answer was going to be, but I wanted him to tell me in his own words, why do you still work for him then? He said, because of this. In the CIA, they call these patches. Someone's been patched. And what they did in that missing time is they manipulate their bodies. He said, there were at least 1,000 other scientists who were patched at the time. We're talking late 90s, like 97. In that missing time, what they do is they manipulate your body to need the drug in the patch to survive. He said, this patch has to be replaced every 72 hours. And if you are not repatched, then you start to die a very unpleasant death. And he said, I called their bluff on one occasion to see if they were just scamming me, and they weren't messing. That's what happened. So if he doesn't do and use his expertise to support the CIA in this whole global cult scam and conspiracy, then he's not repatched. And he actually said to me, I'm holding back knowledge that I have that they want, and I'm letting them know I am, because I know from other people it's happened to, that once they think they've taken everything they can get from you, they just don't repatch you. Because then you can't go and tell anybody what the hell's been going on. So he took a lot of guts to talk to me. Anyway, this is what he also told me. Now remember, this is 1997-ish. No one's talking about nanotechnology, really. Later, it was, now it's in everything, it's in food. But they weren't talking about it then in the, general arena. He said, what they're doing is they are injecting people with tiny, tiny microchips that you can't see in vaccination programs. He told me what these chips were for. And this is like late 90s. So they want, and this is the name they give, a quantum tattoo on everyone who's vaccinated so they can digitally tell if you've been vaccinated or not. Why, the British government's just done it, why are they phasing out petrol cars and diesel cars? Because where they're going is autonomous vehicles, where the computer will decide where you can go. Petrol car, you get in it, you drive where you want to go. When you're in an autonomous car, you will go only to the limits that the computer will take the car. And those computers
you can
will
stop
be...
It there. Everybody's, you're getting the gist of it. I know we're coming up on break. All the sick dystopian visions, folks. Now the acceleration towards their sick visions is here. Now we all have to become smart and tactical, practical, strategic, and find ways to thwart this evil agenda. Ken, we on break? You can go ahead and do the break if you need to. All right, folks, last half hour coming your way.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, PatriotInternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. PatriotInternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
All right, we are back. Last half hour of the broadcast coming your way, incendiary radio. Just go through some things here. I'm seeing Russian doctors allegedly being thrown out hospital windows, three of them in the last week. And so these guys are allegedly blowing the whistle, saying that they're low on personal protective equipment and so forth, and they're not getting the help they need from the central government, and so they're getting chucked out of the second story windows at the hospitals. Kind of interesting. Lori Lightfoot, the black female lesbian mayor of Chicago, threatening all these kids and stuff not to have parties, or they're going to lock them up. You know, it goes along with this criminal. They've released all kinds of criminals out of Cook County Jail, out into the streets, robbers and burglars and whatever, forgers, but yet you're going to throw people that just want to have a party behind bars. This is the new America. Okay, now let's talk about Mr. Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles. Okay, now he's real super draconian here. He was born February 4th, 1971. He is the city's first elected Jewish mayor. Its youngest mayor in history, and its second consecutive Mexican-American mayor. So he's mom's Jew, dad's Mexican. Okay? Kind of interesting. Columbia University, London School of Economics. He's a Rhodes Scholar. How do you like that? Just like our Eric Greitens here that got ran out of office, our Jewish governor. Very interesting stuff. Anyway, you're seeing that basically a lot to deal with there. Rhodes Scholar, Jewish mom, Mexican dad, perfect little, keep your eye on him too. He might be one of those guys that to keep an eye on as far as a shining star in the Democratic Party. Now I'm on back on Deagle.com, okay? And I'm at the 2025 forecast. Okay, so the United States, 326.6 million, down to 99,000 population wise. GDP, 19 trillion, down to 2.4 trillion. Okay, 637 billion, down to 32 billion military expenditures. Okay, now, if you look at all these countries, China loses a few, India grows, Russia stays about the same, Japan loses about 25 million people, Brazil goes up, Indonesia goes up. Mexico goes down 3 million or so. Now you get to all the European countries, you know, your home of white people. Italy, 62 million down to 43. France, 67 million down to 39. Canada, 35 million down to 26. The Netherlands, 17 million down to 16. Let's see, Germany. Now listen to Germany. Almost 81 million down to 28 million. Okay. Spain, almost 49 million down to 27.7 million. Australia, 23 million down to 15 million. And it goes on and on and on. So all the countries where basically white people live, they go down, and pretty significantly. I find that pretty fascinating, don't you? Okay, Switzerland, 8.2 down to 5.3. Sweden, 9.9 down to 7.1. Austria, 8.7 down to 6.2 million. UK, 65 million down to 14 million. And it goes on and on and on. Norway, 5 million down to 3.8. Fascinating, isn't it? Just keep in mind all these things. Let's see here. Ken, go to clip one. And this was John Moore, RBN's John Moore, on the Doug Hagman show. Let's go ahead, and this is about vaccines being ready to hit us. So go ahead and roll clip one.
Okay. Regardless, I spoke to Dr. Deagle Friday, and he says, John, here's your breaking news. First of all, the vaccine is prepared. They have 350 million doses ready to go. And there will be public announcement of this shortly after Labor Day, which I believe is about 4 months away, if I'm not mistaken. The vaccine will be mandatory. They're going to cite some kind of law from the 1890s that they think will get around the Constitution, which, of course, it won't. And a bonus, there'll be nanotechnology inside the vaccine. Well, Doug, I started telling people it was either February or March that I thought the vaccine may have been in refrigerated for 6 months already. If they started making it today, they wouldn't have 350 million doses ready by Labor Day. It simply can't be done. It's too many. So, Doug, we're being lied to. There's an agenda here. I believe the advisors for President Trump are lying to him. I don't believe the man would do what's going on here or participate knowingly. But he's surrounded by people advising him on this who do not have our best interest at heart. You've probably seen the video interview with Dr. Erickson and his another.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Ken.
California.
Go ahead and forward it to 5056, that second part there, and let me know when you got it. But yeah, so according to Dr. Bill Deagle and John Moore and some of their intel over there, anybody knows that this thing was already patented, sequenced, the whole nine yards. They've been preparing for this thing forever. Okay. You know, they've been preparing this thing forever. Look at all the predictive programming. So you know the vaccine, well, it's not a vaccine. You know the kill shot is ready to come our way. Whatever it's going to do to us, I tend to think it's one of these things that's going to basically cut you off from the spiritual connection to God. It's a nanotech, rearrange your DNA, make you something other than human, and then therefore the Lord is not going to accept you on that last day because you've accepted something that it makes you different from his creation. You've become a cyborg. Okay. Now this is about Chinese invasion. Let's listen to the second part. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's get back to what we know for a fact. All right. The president has activated 1 million men and women. U.S. Army Reserve, the National Guard, and the Individual Ready Reserve called the IRR. The public stated reason is to help out with the COVID-19. Well, that doesn't hold water, Doug. It doesn't. And president certainly knows what you and I know, that the communist Chinese have pre-positioned men and equipment in Mexico, that they have agents in this country. They've been engaged in espionage and pre-positioning for decades, getting ready for what can only be regarded as an invasion of our country. People say they're getting ready to attack Taiwan. You don't need aircraft carriers to attack Taiwan. It's just 70 miles away. You don't. You need aircraft carriers to attack the United States. I believe, and my friend Jeff Nyquist concurs, that they're going to skip Taiwan. They're not going to expend men and resources on Taiwan. Once they attack and conquer the United States, Taiwan will have no choice but to reach some kind of surrender under the best terms they can make. They'll have no choice because we're the big brother protecting them. So I firmly believe that what the president is doing is getting ready for World War III. I hope he retains his status as commander-in-chief to finish preparations for World War III. You and I, Doug, have both seen the videos of heavy armor being moved around this country. You don't need heavy armor to deal with civil disorder. You don't use tanks to deal with upset people in the streets. That serves no purpose. Maybe armored personnel carriers, but certainly not tanks and self-propelled howitzers. Those are the true weapons of war. They're being moved around this country by our military, pre-positioning them, getting ready for invasion by the People's Liberation Army. And we don't have long to wait, Doug. You wouldn't do that 2 or 3 years before the event. You would do it no more than a year before the event, at the most.
What about the, and I'm aware
right,
of the...
Go ahead, stop it there. Something to chew on, folks. You know, this whole military movement's going around Venezuela. Very interesting, you know, the Cuba, Venezuela, Honduras, Nicaragua, AMLO here in Mexico. There's a lot of stuff here, folks. Let's see, where we should we go next? Let's go to clip five, Ken. This was an interview over on SGT Report I seen the other day, and this is talking about basically sabotaging the workforce. Go ahead, roll clip five.
Maybe I'll just talk about it with you. This is I think it was from yesterday in the morning, yesterday morning sometime. Ilhan Omar, she went out and she tweeted this. Far too many of the people who want to prematurely reopen the economy aren't workers, but the powerful and wealthy, those who benefit most from exploiting workers' labor. The wealthy have a history of putting luxury over workers' livelihoods, and this crisis is no different. Number one, some of the most of the whitelisted companies across the country are the biggest companies in the world. Those are the ones who have been whitelisted and been made more essential than anybody else. She's a liar and a fraud just for saying that, too. The other thing is that, this ties in with the police here, because it's all part of the apparatus that has been put in place to really just throw a wet blanket over us, our spirit, and the way that we live every day. To say that we're being pushed prematurely to reopen the country makes it also almost kind of seem like this is all very normal. And that we can judge this to be premature based on past precedent. There is no precedent. It's completely unprecedented. And to think that we even have some kind of a playbook in place that we can know when it's a mature time or it's the right time to completely reopen a country that has been forcibly shut down is beyond me. And another thing here, too, is the lack of any kind of grounding in reality, in logic. This goes completely over the left's head when they start talking about other type of economic controls like minimum wage increases. They never actually catch the irony that the only people who are really for it are the biggest companies in the world who can actually take those kind of regulations on, while their smaller mid-sized competition is just destroyed. And then you have other, you have once again the tweeter over here, Ilhan Omar, who is making six figures because you and I, at one point, were allowed to go out completely uninhibited to go on and live life and create income and pursue whatever kind of goals we had so that they can take money from us to pay her. The fact that she's talking about how those people are being forced back to work prematurely. I mean, if we don't work, you don't have a paycheck. That's the greatest thing about all of this stuff. They are the most non-essential people in the world, Congress. I can't stand any of them. I can't stand any of them.
Well, Ilhan Omar is guilty of so many crimes, too. I mean, she's the one who lied about who she's married to. I think she's committed marriage fraud.
You can stop it there. So what we're witnessing here is the early stages of the Holodomor here in the United States, folks. This is the Bolshevik revolution, okay, run by the bankers, okay, just like in Russia, Jacob Schiff, we got Adam Schiff. It's so crazy watching the parallels. The rich run communism, folks. The big corporate thugs, they love implementing socialism, and they're the biggest reapers of the benefits of socialism. Where do you think all these bailouts went? Where do you think these trillions went? Most of it went to the big corporate guys that are in bed with their cronies in the government. This is one big Politburo. Now, it appears like it's different, but it's no different. Ilhan Omar will get paid whether the economy cracks or not. The money changers will make sure that they create enough money to where these type of people, they'll stay comfortable. They'll stay on the plantation where they belong, keep kicking the can down the road. And the Walmarts and the rest of them, you know, the what he called whitelisted because they could stay open. They're an essential. But the mom and pop place down the road, they can't stay open. Okay? So this is a big scam. And look, I'm not saying the virus isn't real, okay? I'm not saying that there isn't a virus, okay? There's something going on. Now, what they're spreading through these nursing homes to kill off the poor old people, what they're doing to these people in these hospitals in New York. Now, this I saw all over the place. Coronavirus nurse on New York frontline claims city is murdering patients by putting them on dangerous ventilators, okay? Speaking through a friend, and this was on a few different sites, something out of a horror movie, okay? The friend of the whistleblower, herself a nurse practitioner, posted on YouTube to reveal what she claims was just happening in hospital wards. I'm her voice here. I'm going to tell you what she has told me. She has never seen so much neglect. They are cold and don't care anymore. It's the blind leading the blind. The woman went on to claim her friend had even used the word murder to describe what is happening in the city's hospitals. Okay, so, you know, ER doctors in this other article, they're basically saying that they need to end the lockdown because people are scared to coming to the hospital in case of catching the COVID disease and are dying at home from strokes and asthma attacks. Okay, and he heads the ER at St. Barnabas Hospital in the Bronx, Daniel Murphy. But basically, he said, He's talking about herd immunity and so forth and so on. And he's lamenting the fact that non-COVID-19 patients cannot seek treatment. What about all these old people in the hospitals that every time you go visit somebody, the hospitals are full of sick people? They kicked them all to the curb, folks, to go die on their own somewhere else. And then guess what? Guess what they probably said they died of? COVID. I mean, whoo, this is some sick stuff. Ken, get clip 7 ready. Now, this is Leo Zagami the other day talking about the Illuminati and its connection to the Jesuits. 7. We'll get it when we come back from the break.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, here we go. Cindy Erie Radio, last few minutes of the broadcast coming your way. Now, remember, Jacob Frank, head of the Sabbatean Frankists, Lord Rothschild, Money Changer Central, Keeper of the Papal Treasury, Jewish Mafia head, and then you got Adam Weishaupt, crypto-Jewish Jesuit, founder of the Illuminati with the other two. Keep that in mind, but let's roll clip seven.
Well, the real Illuminati are very different from what people think. They are like businessmen, serious people, have a lot of money. The Academy of the Illuminati, for example, in Rome, is directed by a guy called Pier Giorgio Bassi, who is a lobbyist, a friend of the Vatican Secretary of State. They go in and out of Borgo Santo Spirito, the Jesuit headquarters, and they are very respected. And, of course, they have very powerful friends. One of his best friends is John Podesta, for example. We were talking about the revelation. Remember that there will be a period,
right,
a period
of
42 months, but there will be also...
Okay, you can stop it. So, and I remember I played that recording of what sounded like Podesta at Comet Pizza. I am your father! That little crazy stuff a couple years ago during the Pizzagate stuff. And Podesta studied to be a Jesuit priest, folks. Come on. He's clicked up with this gang, this Illuminati gang. Anyway. The last thing, we got a few minutes left, and I really want you to get the PSYOP here, okay? This is on the Latin Post. In Honduras, gangs control everything, making it one of the most dangerous countries in the world, okay? Tegucigalpa, okay, capital city of Honduras. Team of police and military officers patrol the streets to stamp down on illegal drug trafficking. They've arrested thousands of suspects, blah, 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 okay? Now, Law enforcement units are after two of the most infamous gangs in Honduras, the 18th Street Gang and MS-13. Revelation 13 and 18, 18th Street Gang, MS-13, kind of interesting. Both gangs known for the extreme amount of murder, extortion, and robbery they've committed over the years. Now, both groups were founded in the United States by young Central American immigrants. In the early 90s, they brought chaos to the Los Angeles state. Americans officials deported all convicted gang members in a bid to stop the spread of violence and eradicate their influence. The deportation proved to be catastrophic to their home countries as deported gang members quickly form ranks and rule the streets of weak nations. Their operations have caused so much chaos in Honduras that experts say they can now be classified as a terror organization, putting them on par with ISIS. Well, let me get this straight. They're founded in the U.S. by immigrants. So then they get deported, probably under CIA tutelage. And then they get to bring their gang back home to the original country, completely destabilize it, terrorize it, drug running operations. You know the alphabets are all over this. And then guess what? You destabilize these countries, and what's that cause? That causes thousands of Honduras to flee in search of a more peaceful life. Guess where? To Mexico and the United States. You see how the nice little circle works that these bastards do to how they wreck societies? Isn't that nice? So the gangs are up here. They probably get talked to before they get deported by the shadowy figures in the drug trade. They come up under the Sinaloa and the Zetas and the rest of them. They terrorize their home countries, make them narco state, cause the people to flee. And where do they flee to? Oh, up here looking for a better life. See how that works? You like it? You like the deep state, boy? Oh, we live in a sick world up there. All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. See y'all next week. Incendiary Radio. Plug the show. Ken, thanks for
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.